Good morning, everyone. We are here today to talk about Office 365. And with me, I have Yannick Nadeau, Technical Specialist, Business Productivity. And so we're going to answer some questions about Office 365. So stay with us. Let's get it done. Good morning, everyone. As I said, my name is Pierre Roman. I'm a technical evangelist from Microsoft Canada. With me, I have Yannick Nadeau, technical specialist, business productivity.
Good morning, Pierre.
Hey, how you doing?
Really good. About you?
Hey, great. New data centers in Canada.
Sorry.
Fantastic.
Yes,
it's
we're
about
thrilled.
Time.
You bet.
But it did bring some questions that I've had. I've been traveling since we've made the announcement, and even last week when I was in Toronto, the day it went live, and I got tons of questions through email, through canitpro.net, in terms of, I have a subscription in the US. I have a small business or I have a medium business. I want to move that to Canada. Mm-hmm. Is that possible, and how do we get it done?
Absolutely. So first of all, no matter the size of the enterprise, right? Every customer can be moved to Canada. As you said, data center went live on May 10th. So it's brand new, really, really shiny. Exchange, SharePoint are up and running in our local data center, which is great news. If you want to get moved, we will announce in the third quarter of calendar year 2016, so around June, July, we should be able to announce where is the time to register. So we'll have a time window of around 60 days okay. when you can register to have your tenant migrated to Canada.
So it's not going to be done automatically. It's on a request basis.
Exactly. So you need to request for your data center to be moved, your tenant okay. to be moved. Sorry about that.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
So you move the tenant. So you go to the site, you register. Then what happens?
You get notified when will be your migration window.
Okay.
There's a time frame that is announced on their website. Basically, everything will be moving to back end. So Microsoft Online will take care of moving all your data for you. There's no involvement for our customer. There are a few pre-migration, post-migration tasks that needs to be done.
Okay.
Making sure everything's working fine, right? That's about it. Other than that, you know, the move can occur almost at any time. Can be done during your users are working. Can be done live.
So no downtime?
No downtime, absolutely not. That's what we're planning exactly.
IT loves that. No downtime. No
downtime. You bet.
Okay, so that's not something we can do in the portal. So I don't have to go for my own subscription, for example. I don't have to go to a portal.office365.com, the new portal, by the way, and go and move it myself. It's all done.
It's all done in the background. Microsoft Online will take care of the move for you. We're moving your mailboxes. We're moving your SharePoint site collection directly in the Microsoft in the Canadian data center. So there's no management task that needs to be done from our customers, which is
no
great news.
No task to be done,
which is great news.
It's great news.
Happens like magic.
Like magic. All right. Well, thank you very much, Yannick. Stay with us. We'll have a few more of these little vignettes in the upcoming weeks or upcoming days. So see you next time.
Thank you.